Okay, last one.
Beady eyes.
Beady eyes.
Looks like she's always on a stimulant.
Ramona.
Boom. Ding, 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 ding. Oh my gosh. Yes, you are correct.
Welcome to Boy Meets Bravo, your new favorite weekly Bravo TV recap podcast with a twist. We are two Bravoholics just trying to make it nice and show a formerly unwilling participant why Bravo TV is Gone with the Wind fabulous. I'm Bree.
And I'm LP, and this is Boy Meets Bravo.
Pray for times like this to rhyme like this. Finish it, baby. So I had to
commit crimes like this.
Did she get it right?
No.
I was hoping that she didn't.
So I had to
Well done, though.
Oh my gosh.
Well done if that was totally off the dome.
Yeah, I don't know.
Damn. If you're a different color, I feel a type of way. Oh, wow.
Shall we begin?
I think we just did.
Oh. Episode 45.
Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, a new button on our soundboard.
Yeah, I'm going to try and be a little bit more creative.
I love that. How is everybody? It's been a hot minute. We just came back from vacation.
Yes, we did.
Like a literal vacation, not just a not recording vacation.
A little bit of a reprieve to the woods, one of Bree's favorite places.
Oh, Jesus, that's a lie.
You enjoyed yourself, though.
No, I did. Yes, the woods in general is not where I would prefer to be.
These were glamour woods.
They were.
These were glamour woods.
They were. We were in California on the best coast to celebrate LP's brother's nuptials, which was adorable.
Oh my god, my heart, my big her baby sister brother heart. I didn't expect to have such an emotional reaction, and I boo-hooed
at the reception during, like, well, I guess it wasn't really like a twerking song, but oh, it was
the, during the mother son yes. song. Of course it wasn't a twerking song.
Well, don't say of course, you never know.
Straight. I could see Jane getting down.
Yes. Yeah, it was fun. We all got to go to the wedding. It was in the woods, so we were just like surrounded by redwoods all weekend,
camping together in little cabins out in the woods,
glamping.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was really nice.
Getting married amongst a clearing in the redwoods.
Literally
being fanned with owl feathers and incense.
It was, yeah, that very also California is not a lie. Yeah, before we got to the wedding, Desmond and I flew in a couple nights earlier to visit my cousin in Oakland. And we were able to meet up with Nella from Fix My Life podcast. She was our guest on last week's episode. And so we met her for dinner at Sobre Mesa, which is Chef Nelson German's restaurant. He's from Top Chef, which I did not even know about any of that. I don't watch Top Chef. You do, right, LP?
I watched some of them. I watched the early days of Top Chef. I haven't watched it nearly as much.
It was very good. What do you think and or remember about it?
Why do you say that?
You know why.
Maybe because I had too much to drink.
Uh-huh.
Sure. That mezcal, I tried it for the first time. Not my cup of tea, but that stacked on all the other drinks we were having that evening. I was very drunk by the time we got to the restaurant. So the food was good. Not sure if because I was drunk or if it was actually
good. No, it was really good.
But it was very good. Mm-hmm. Had bone marrow.
I love bone marrow.
I do too now.
Yeah, you'd never had it before?
No.
Oh, it is rich.
The dog eats it all the time.
Yeah. Well prepared.
Not in the same way.
No. Well prepared bone marrow. I'll sign up for it every day.
It was really, really good. We had tostones with a bunch of stuff on it, some fancy cocktails. It was really good. And the restaurant was really cute too. So we would recommend Sobre Mesa in Oakland.
Shout out.
Top Chef shout out. What have you guys been watching in these weeks that we have not been recording?
All of it, but yeah, most specifically, of course, Summer House.
Yeah.
Came to a close, watched the reunion, I believe a two-parter. And it was, I mean, it was a hate on Lindsay Fest and Carl trying to like play cover for her some, but she calls it on herself a little bit. I love Hub House, but she does treat people a little bit poorly and it comes back to bite her. Did you watch any of it?
Yes, I watched both of it.
I didn't know.
No.
Oh my God. Paige would not look her
in the eye. Last couple episodes with me live without being prompted. Yes, you did.
I don't remember this.
That's fine. You did. The wedding. Kyle and Amanda's wedding.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
Yeah. I don't know. So,
thoughts on Kyle and Amanda's wedding?
It was beautiful. I really wonder what her dad does for a living and how much is in her trust fund.
That yard was massive.
I mean, whoa. Yeah, that was wild.
There are parts of like out on Long Island. Is that where it was? Long Island? Like that have just sprawling meadows and lots of land.
Yeah, I have no idea where it was, but it was gorgeous. Yeah. And it, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants a prenup. Does she want a prenup?
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, right? She should. Her dad should have been pushing for that one.
Yeah. So it was gorgeous. The reunion was interesting. Paige was super attitude-y at the reunion. She was like, she wouldn't even look at Lindsay, and Andy just kept bringing it up.
Like, she looked like she didn't want to be there.
I know.
She looked bothered that people were asking questions.
Welcome to work.
I know. And that there was any attention paid to Lindsay at all.
Yeah. Lindsay was very chill compared to past Hub House. We did learn that she herself had been sober for like 5 months or something at that time. Because once she and Carl started dating as like a way to encourage him and kind of support him, she was like, I'll stop drinking for now. And she really enjoyed it. She said she felt good. But I wonder if just Carl's influence, like sober influence, has like calmed her down, or if literally we just saw this super heightened drunk version of her on TV for so long. Because wasn't she like so chill?
She seemed to not let as much get under her skin. Yes. Right? They all kind of were going in on her. But at the same time, she was sitting next to her boyfriend, who not just boyfriend, but like friend of forever. So I think she also felt very protected to a degree. But I do think maybe some of it comes from maybe being a little bit less emotional and more tempered as now not drinking, really.
Yeah. They did talk about how they're looking at houses or even apartments to buy together, she and Carl.
Well, I mean, they live, like, I have to imagine one of their apartments stays pretty empty if they live one floor from one another.
They do.
But you know who was my favorite from the whole reunion? Alex, coming in with the hottest comment of comments, the Honda Civic of male attractiveness. And nothing has described Austin Kroll better. I was on board for that. I laughed. I clapped. I was, Maya and I were both on the same page. Both on the same page for that. I had never heard a better description.
He did a good job. He rehearsed that one, and I don't care.
He definitely had someone give that to him on Twitter. There's no way he came up with that on his own, but...
Well, whatever. We'll take it.
Thank you for it.
Yes, absolutely. Did you watch the New Jersey reunion at all? That wrapped up also.
All of it, of course. Like, if I'd miss any of it.
Does it bother you how, like, head clashy it is right now?
My favorite moment is when Andy lost it and he like was like, shut up. Because they needed to. Yeah. They just yell at each other. And I don't know that it bothers me, but it definitely puts me in a, my friend was walking through the room and she was like, oh God. Like, because it just like, it's so loud and they like, it's
literally very, scream at each other.
It's abrasive on the nerves, but you know. I don't not watch it. That's the issue. I took issue with Teresa, though, I think. And I think because she just was standing, and this is what we love about her, and this is what we've come to expect from her, but she was standing so staunch in, like, opposition of a lot of the women that what she was saying made no goddamn sense, right? The things that she was defending were out of line and were preposterous. And so it just became where you typically are endeared to Teresa because of her like just loyalty, like blind loyalty. It became oppositional and not in a good way. I think it was just like and her eyes like roll back in her head and she seems like she's not even in the situation. She's just like throwing up arms to throw up arms. And
especially when with like the Louis situation, especially when he, like Andy asked him, do you blame Margaret for what's been happening with you? Because apparently all the stuff that came out from his ex-girlfriends about he like was emotionally and maybe a little bit physically abusive to them, according to them, he lost his job because of it. Like they let him go because of all that information. And then I just read a headline. I didn't read the whole article, but that he just declared bankruptcy. Something with his businesses. And at one point, Andy asked, do you blame Margaret for this? Because Teresa blames Margaret for all of that. And he was like, no, I don't blame her for that. And Teresa was just like, I can't believe you said that. And was like so pissed at him for not being mad at Margaret, even though I also don't think it's Margaret's fault. Those women were putting that stuff out on the internet. Like,
they all have lawsuits against Google? Them. They all have like bankruptcy things. It's one of the curses of going on this show is that you not only is your personal life laid bare so people attack it, but also people come out of the woodworks because they try and take your money, even if they don't, if it's not owed to you, whether it is owed to you. It's people come after you because they see your star and they want to take a piece of it. So you open yourself up for it to a degree. So you can't blame just Margaret. While she was playing a part and this is one of the things he said, even was, I saw Margaret was doing her job. She came and did her job, which is to bring up information that's out there about these women. But it wasn't Margaret that put false stories out there. It was already existing. She just was talking about the things that we all saw on Instagram, we all saw in YouTube videos and on Twitter and stuff. So to blame Margaret, I mean, some of the stuff in general that she was saying to her brother, to her sister-in-law, it was just out of line. And it's
hard to be Team Teresa right now.
Yeah.
Are you still? I know you didn't really watch it.
But. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm Team Melissa, Team Margaret. That's about it.
So then you're anti-Team Teresa then because
they're
counter to Teresa. Yeah. That's who she was like coming after.
Oh, whoever Margaret is against, I'm against too. So okay. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. he has feelings and he stands by. Have you all seen the commercials yet for Monique Samuel's new show on OWN?
I haven't seen commercials, but I've heard that there is one.
There is. It is a couple's
show, like couples therapy or something?
Kind of, between her and her husband and then two other couples that it's, you know, I don't know. It's on the OWN network. I have not watched it. I doubt I'll watch it, but they definitely were trying to pander to the Bravo TV watchers with their advertising because they're like, look, see this shiny thing that you guys used to love? Follow us over to Oprah's network.
Was this a girl from Potomac?
Yeah, yes. The one look who slammed you. Candace on the table. Or across the table.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that I'm not going to watch that, but good for her.
How many seasons do you think it's going to get?
One.
One and a half?
Or just no, I think just one.
It's going to get canceled. And,
I don't know. I wasn't a huge Monique fan to begin with. I don't know. That's interesting to me. I don't know why, especially like, I get coming onto Housewives and bringing your family along with it. I think it's really dangerous to go on a show that's all about like a spotlight on your marriage. So I don't know about that.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, I don't know.
Asking for trouble.
I mean, kind of. They got a lot of babies. I think maybe they should stay home.
We got a couple new shows coming out, though, in addition to that on Bravo. Who we got?
Ooh, Pump Rules got renewed. And I say that like with a excited tone in my voice, but mostly curiosity. Why did it get renewed?
Who is going to, is it going to be again?
I think like, the same
people?
Yeah. Like this season was, I watched it because I can't help myself, but I don't know. What are they going to show? Just like Brock still not paying his like child support or Lala and not talking about Randall because that's her thing right now. She like hates him so much that she literally will not speak about him. So that as a storyline can't even be there because like I don't know if she'd allow it to be. Katie and Tom are getting divorced. Maybe they'll cover some of that, but like I don't know. I did kind of Pump Rules adjacent now. I read that Jax and Brittany are moving to Florida. Which feels right.
It's where he's from. So he probably should go back. But you're right. I mean, I wonder if that, like, what was the marketing job for the baseball team that was available to him in Florida, but he chose not to go? Is that where he's going?
I don't know. But, like, everything I think and know about Florida right now, I'm like, yeah, you two definitely belong there.
It suits.
That's perfect.
Lower property value. I mean, you know.
Yeah, like, that pump rules dollars aren't coming anymore, so they maybe need to leave.
Sell California. Their house and... I mean, didn't he spent all of his money on her rings, so they gotta like
and her boobs.
He did spend all of his money on her boobs.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what Pump Rules is gonna be like. Like,
I don't think I'll be watching.
I don't know. Oh, I mean, I'll watch it because I can't help myself. But I don't know.
Are you gonna be watching Southern Charm?
I'm definitely gonna watch Southern Charm. I showed you the trailer.
Black folks.
Yes, that's the first thing that he said to me.
There is a little bit of color. There's
finally some more color. And the ultimate moment in that trailer, which will certainly make me sit in front of my couch live every week, is that Craig put Woody in a headlock.
God bless. Somebody needs...
Say you're sorry. Say you're sorry. Say you're sorry.
What do you think he did? Probably talked about Paige.
I think a little bit of what we're going to see on Southern Charm is some aftermath of Summer House when Austin came and was like a full asshole for days and days. Because after that happened, Craig didn't talk to Austin for a while. So I feel like we're going to see a little bit of that on Southern Charm.
Are you going to... I feel like I just don't care to see Shep on television anymore.
I hate him. I've hated him since the moment I saw him.
And I also don't know that I'm ready for Catherine Dennis to reappear on television.
So, okay, here's something interesting to me. So, her ex-boyfriend now is on the show, the black guy who's on Southern Charm now, was dating the redhead, Catherine, but now they're not together.
Will he stay?
I don't know. Naomi's back, so I don't
know. Naomi and her new nose looking good.
Yeah. Ooh, speaking of Southern Charm, I read that maybe Leva is getting a spinoff.
About what, like her restaurants?
Maybe. I don't know. She looks good.
Yes, she's looking fit.
Yeah,
she's looking really
great.
She's
gorgeous.
I mean, I'm excited to see some new cast members, a little bit of a shakeup. I would love to see a few of old cast members go, but if we've got to keep them around, and as long as we're throwing parties at Patricia's, then like, I'm here to watch it.
But no F bombs, she said.
As long as there are caftans.
And maybe some pillows.
To live my life in caftans. The dream.
Damn. Yeah, I'm excited for Southern Charm. You know what we never talked about was Austin and Craig's podcast. Can we give the people a quick recap of the less than an hour that we spent at their live podcast taping?
It wasn't even a live podcast taping. That's what true. We were That's lured true. Into believing.
Yeah.
There was no taping. There was no podcast.
It they was just a living. Live show.
Yeah, they stood up there.
With a PowerPoint.
Like a couple of dill weeds. With like, like going through horrible stories of their youth and coming into fame. And
at one point, Craig said something like, yeah, and like in high school, we would go to my parents' like beach house or lake house. And like maybe that was his way of being relatable. And we were all like, what?
We went with some intention of trying to network. Bree and I plucked up enough courage to talk to these girls in line behind us at the bar to be like, hi, we have a podcast. Would you guys like to listen? It wasn't exactly like that, but in my mind, that's how it played back.
It was cooler.
It was cooler.
We were cooler. I stood silently to the side because I can't.
I was like, so you guys like podcasts, eh?
While you're here at a Bravo podcast show.
Yeah. But... So we had a little bit of, you know, we gained a couple of grass. If you're out there, ladies.
Thanks for listening.
The three women we talked to. We appreciate it.
So they started late, first of all, and I was upset because it was a work night. It was like a Tuesday and they started late and we didn't want to be there anyway. And so I was pissed.
And it was just dumb. It was dumb. They got up and they were stupid stories. I mean, I was glad we got to ask questions at the end and I got to ask a question.
She did.
And I had to know. I wanted to know why the women found him to be the apple of their eye. And I was curious, was it his, you know, girth or width?
All right, cheers, Chop Hop.
Cheers, yeah, Chop Hop, yes. Okay. Cheers, cheers.
The question is for Austin. You hate on Pete Davidson, yet you bag all these beautiful women.
I so, love Pete Davidson.
Okay, okay. So let us know, let America know. Are we working with,
How big is your dick? How big is my dick?
That was a wild question. I saw the video.
Well, you know, it's inexplicable to me otherwise. So,
yeah, it was silly. And then, so first of all, when we got there, our seats were way, way back. A, we did not pay for them. A friend gifted them to us because she won them on a radio show. So nobody paid for that. And then it was pretty empty. So we just walked all the way to the front and were like four rows from the stage.
We got some of his free beer.
We did. It was fine.
It was less than fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, meh, it was fine. And we don't say that in a way because we are biased against Woody. It just like really wasn't like...
It was less than fine.
Yeah.
It was...
What was it? Yeah, it wasn't great. Trop Hop is what it was called. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we went into it thinking that we could like get a podcast out of this. We could like get a lot of content. We could get a whole podcast out of this.
Yeah.
And we attended, and we were like, there was literally nothing. There was nothing to pluck from. Besides the outrageously priced merchandise, there was sweatshirts there for over $50, $65 for t-shirts and sweatshirts.
And he misnamed Hank Aaron. You remember that?
Oh, that's right. He called him Jackie Robinson.
Yeah. He was wearing a Hank Aaron jersey because, of course, he went to the Battery and got a Braves jersey because he was in Atlanta. Yeah. And the crowd lost their mind.
Yeah. He said, excited to be here in Atlanta.
This is Craig.
Like,
right?
No, it was Austin.
Austin.
Austin was like, excited to be here in Atlanta, you know, home of Jackie Robinson. And I was like,
what?
Did he just say Jackie Robinson? He's a Dodger.
Yeah, it's the wrong one.
Do you mean Hank Aaron?
Yeah, the crowd corrected him.
Yo, Steve Nash, greatest quarterback of all time.
What?
Steve Nash, greatest quarterback of all time.
Okay.
You're going to have to explain
He's
that.
He's a point guard in the NBA.
Oh. So exactly what happened there. Got it. Oh, yeah. Oh God.
Just got to do it right back to him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a joke neither of us got.
Somebody out there got it.
Hopefully.
Shout out to Barbara Boyfriend.
Yeah. So yeah, we didn't record a whole episode about that because we couldn't.
It was like if I had paid for that, I would have been livid.
Yeah. I was livid just because the sun was down on a Tuesday and I was there. It was rough. But we're here for something that we're actually excited to talk about. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is back.
It's back, baby. It's back. Oof.
It's got a big old cast this year, too. And Desmond watched the first two episodes. So we're going to come right back for some tea time. He's going to talk to us about how much he loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Got home in 3-1 area codes. Area codes. We got hoes in 3-1 area codes.
What's 3-1?
310. Oh, it's Beverly Hills. In 310 area codes. Area codes. Or 323 maybe, but most likely 310.
Welcome back. It's officially tea time.
Mine is 770.
What are you sipping on?
Some Modelo.
Okay. I'm trying to find what I'm sipping on. It's something new. It said summer something, so LP and I bought it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was blended with mango flavors.
Yeah, it's good.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
It's better than Trop Hop.
Way better than Trop Hop, but not better than the peach tea Lover Boys. Those are the best.
Kyle is a hot ass mess. That Lover Boy is the shit.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I can agree. The peach was good.
Mm-hmm. That is really
good. I don't even drink.
So we're talking about Beverly Hills today. It is back. Of course, it starts with like the most dramatic thing that we heard about while they were filming. But do we want to do that now? Do we want to like ease into that?
I mean, it seems to be the way of Bravo recently, right? They start kick off the episode with the what they know is going to be the most dramatic part of the season that we already know about because of social media and other outlets and that sort of thing. But so I kind of appreciate that about them, that they just go ahead and address it. We might have joined the club too and start with Dorit's break-in.
Mm-mm-mm. Well,
and almost as equally as important, Dorit with no makeup. I mean, I was shocked. We had not,
the facts.
We had not seen her without makeup on ever.
I don't think ever. Except ever. From like pictures from her yearbook.
And
something.
There she was in a gray sweatsuit. I'm sure it was like Balenciaga or something, but there she was in a gray sweatsuit and no makeup.
Yeah. I'm going to let you guys go first with what you thought, how you felt. How did this go for you?
Yeah, how you feel about this whole story plot?
I don't want to be the bad guy.
Start with it.
I'm numb to this. I hate to say it. I'm not. Maybe it's because where I'm from. Maybe because I'm a black man. But somebody getting their house robbed isn't the end of the day. Like, God forbid that happens to us. Knock on wood. Sorry, baby. You don't have to cut that. But yeah, she got robbed. Like, I don't want to feel like Sutton did. Like,
Jesus.
I'm still compassionate. Like, yeah. Hey, her and her family could have got killed, but I'm desensitized.
It's the held at gunpoint part that makes it, that like, makes it a real, I mean, getting robbed, yes, but, like, the fact that she was there, her kids were there, that's terrifying. I have mixed feelings about people's reactions and like Twitter is trying to poke all kinds of holes in this story. They're like,
of course the Twitter trolls are out there to make it sound like this, like none it was, of this is real,
right? And like, it's, I don't want to say obviously it's real because like, I don't know, but like, I feels obviously real to me. You see the security footage, and again, I don't know if she is just like a very dramatic person in the way that she retells things, and the fact that the cameras were just still filming afterward. I guess maybe like in my head, I would think, okay, if this were me and this obviously traumatic thing happened, I would be like, I'm not filming today, you know? And I think the fact that she allowed cameras in and they just kept it moving, that's what makes people question it.
To shoot her some bail? Even though I am desensitized to it, I can understand how traumatic it could be. But for her to keep the cameras rolling, I could see that as a sense of security. Just like, hey, these people are always going to be around now. Just let me get in front of a camera to where I won't feel as vulnerable as I do by myself. And you saw that when...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Whose house was she at and the dog started barking?
Kyle's.
Yeah, she started freaking out. Mm-hmm. So she's traumatized.
I think... So... I sit on, you know, I recognize that she was held at gunpoint in her own home. And again, like having her kids be feet from her in all of this is a terrifying and traumatic experience. And that I empathize with. But I do agree. I think it's something about her retelling of the story that really dramatizes it almost, where the long pauses, the like clutching her chest, the like, you know, it's just these very moments of that she's trying to make it feel, and it was life altering, but it's almost the point of the exercise. It sometimes feels in her interviews that she's doing about it. Like, I sympathize more with her in the moment, in the stuff that they're filming, when she is in no makeup and in a tracksuit, and when she is freaking out because there's someone like kind of like there's a noise outside and she's a little unsettled about it. In the moment when it's a little bit more raw, like that, I sympathize with. But it's the interviews, the post interviews, where it's almost like meat on the bone that she's trying to chew on, that I think makes it a little bit harder, and probably what draws the Twitter trolls into trying to poke holes in the story, because it comes across as this was premeditated, this is planned, because of just how much she's trying to get off of it. It almost feels.
Because when PK gets home, he goes straight to Kyle's where Dorit is, rather than like going home. But I think to your point, Desmond, like the fact that she wants to just like not be by herself, that makes sense to why she would go to Kyle's, why all the women would go there. They are still filming a show. I don't know. Obviously, I wouldn't know how I'd react unless I was in that situation, and I never want to be. So I'm glad she's okay. I remember when that came out in the news, we were all like, holy shit. And it's hard because we know, we don't know these people's addresses, but like their houses are all over TV and all over the internet. And if you're in their part of town, it's not going to be wildly difficult to find where they
Brie live. Brie knows where multiple housewives live, so don't let her fool you.
Also, could we have like a pause between the gun break-in and then me knowing where housewives are?
Well, okay. I think all people out there should rest in solace that she's not she's not filled with malintent, and she's an honest person.
Yes. But there is that, right? Like they, and that's part of their like character on TV is like, look at this mansion that I'm in. So like people are going to know where they live, and that's scary. And the whole reason why they were able to get in was like, she just didn't have her security alarm on. She was just, I don't know. You feel comfortable at home. You know, she's behind gates. That should not have happened. I wonder if they caught those people. Do we know?
At the time of filming, no. Right. But I don't know if they have since.
It's terrifying.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen to you. But what I can tell you is if it does happen to you, I will not react like Kyle. That crying face, I could not handle. Oh, my God. Please.
Kyle's a lot. Even though she's my second favorite Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, outside of Erica, I don't agree with the way she handles some things. Like, she wants to be she's too granola. If that makes sense. Like the way she handled the issue with, am I jumping ahead, baby? The way she handled the issue with Garcelle and Sutton, I wasn't a fan of. Is who are you to judge the way Erica goes off on Sutton? You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just didn't like that. Like, just mind your business. You don't have to have an opinion on that, but that's just me.
Well, she's kind of been a pot stir. You watch her almost very sloppily stir the pot this season a few times, like in the when she's in the car with Dorit and she's telling Dorit very like, you know, I just didn't like the way that maybe I'm being a little bit more sensitive to it because I don't know, I just heard something that Sutton said about you, so I'm just probably picking up more on it than you are. But and Dorit's obviously like, what is she saying about me when it comes to this robbery? And she's like, oh, well, I mean, if you want to know, and just kind of leans into that. And it, like I said, it's just, they're stirring the pot, which we appreciate. We love Sheree for her that very reason, but you can't be messy about it.
Yeah, Kyle, the ghost producer. Mm-hmm. She knows what she's doing to keep, you know, Beverly Hills at the top. I don't know why messing with their emotions in that situation was really worth it. Because I remember when you were watching it, Desmond, and it got to the point where PK said, "I wish you wouldn't have told me that." You were like, "Ooh."
Yeah, Kyle's a fucking snitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't play both sides of the fences. You can't say I'm loyal to Sutton, listen to her vent, because that's friends vent. So if she's telling you something in confidence and you get into a car with the person that she was talking about and you repeat that, you're a fucking snitch. Like, I don't want to bring up y'all's friends, but say, for example, if there was somebody that y'all talk about, and then one person gets in the car with that person and says, well, you know, Brie said this about you. You're a fucking snitch. You're not a friend.
That's true.
Welcome to the purpose of housewives, I guess. You know what I couldn't handle, though? Dorit's B story. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah. The, like...
talk about over-dramatizing things.
Yeah, the allegory of the B.
She was raised by, what was her daddy?
Her dad was a paratrooper in the Israeli army.
It sounds tough to me. Shit.
But it was about a bee that was circling around her, and she was like, I was flailing my arms, nervous could be. And then my dad said, don't move. And he grabbed the bee by its wings, and he put it in front of me, and I was no longer scared. And I just need to face my true reality and I'll be fine. And it was just like, okay, now I understand why Twitter is all up in your ass. Like,
it was the dramatizing.
It was the B story for me, y'all. That, like, that just threw me over the edge.
Yeah. We're glad she's okay and PK is okay as well.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't want to come off as insensitive by saying I'm desensitized to it.
No, we get it.
But yeah, God bless him.
Yeah. That's a lot. It's a lot.
60 purses and watches.
Wrapped up in a comforter. And then they just like took it out. That one burglar did leave her phone like he said he would.
That's so, of all so things, weird. Right? Yeah, like, I'm going to take your Gucci bag, but I'm going to, I'll leave your phone for you. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. That's terrifying.
Well, guess who we got to celebrate this time around?
Mr. Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin. It was his 70th birthday.
It's Lisa Rinna's husband.
Yes. Probably one of my favorite house husbands because he cooks and he keeps a nice garden. And
he's ready for like a zombie attack or something.
Yeah, he correct. If there were a house fire, he has an entire water pump system and hose that he has trained Lisa Rinna to use in case a wildfire comes and threatens their home. So
he's like,
for his preparedness and for his just domestic bliss, I am here for Mr. Harry Hamlin.
He's like the epitome, or they're like the epitome, I feel like, of opposites attract as far as personality goes. He seems so even keel and chill. And she's Lisa Rinna. It's just interesting. I didn't realize he was going to be 70. That feels like really intense to me.
Saucy for 70.
You sound like his wife. 70.
I know. I wonder how old Lisa Rinna is.
I don't know, but I gave her a lot of heat last season for her outfits. So far, she has been killing it.
Okay.
She looks like she has raided her daughter's closet. Let's be honest. There are some moments where I do question how old Lisa is. I mean, she
is. Do you want to know?
She looks great, so I am not here to body shame, but I do. I'm like, all right, Lisa, like, your husband's 70, get it?
Let's all guess how old she is.
I already know, so you two have to guess.
It's 60 plus, I have to imagine.
64.
Okay. Fuck, that's the number I was going to go with.
She's 58.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
You look great, Lisa.
I mean, that's the moral of this story.
Let me tell you, that pink dress that she's wearing in like these little confessionals, fire.
The black one though, with like the little like cutout and the hoop, her boobs look like a 20-year-old's set of tatas.
I like that dress too. She was killing that one.
Something I wonder about is she's really in the past few years leaned into the wigs to kind of like give herself a new little style. Mm-hmm. I wonder why she still keeps the OG Rinna cut though. If she's like I just wonder why she hasn't tried to like mix that up. Maybe because she's got the wigs. Because
it's a classic look.
I guess.
And she can switch it up with her different wigs. Exactly. That's her opportunity. And the other times, it's just this weird feathered thing that she seems to think is an institution on her head.
Maybe Harry Hamlin loves it, the Rinna cut.
Did you see at the, so at everyone's place settings, there was like a little gift and it included a Lisa Rinna lip kit.
I miss that.
Mm-hmm. So she was giving out lipsticks at her husband's dinner.
Fire.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Listen, that she hustles. She's a self-proclaimed hustler. That
dinner.
What did you think?
I enjoyed it. Again, I'm always team Erica.
So what did you think when the ladies kind of separated off at the end of towards the end of the night and the gentlemen went into their corner and you had Rinna, who was, you know, there ready to pounce on Sutton like one of those Cartier Panther rings that What's-Her-Face was wearing. She came ready, and then Sutton quite literally brought the receipts.
I can't stand Sutton. But having receipts at the dinner, people were clowning her. I loved it. If you knew that there's going to be smoke at this dinner, I'm coming prepared.
Yeah, she did.
Her receipt was actually a receipt. That's my favorite part, is that she brought the receipts, but they were actually a physical receipt of her purchase. I mean, it sounds like there's no denying it. And then, I mean, it is deep levels of shade for Lisa Rinna to not only just bring the person, but make that person a housewife to now show up as her, like, her personal testimonial on her behalf.
The newbie, Diana Jenkins?
Yes.
And she, like, runs the charity that they're fighting about.
Yeah.
Fire. Fire.
I mean, that's the deepest level of receipt-age that one could imagine.
I get, yeah, there is that. But I mean, if Sutton can come back and say, like, no, I I literally paid. Here it is.
Sutton said slander. She will sue you, bitch.
Mm-hmm. And did you see Erica Jane? She Erica's was like, I'm doing- sorry. Slander? Did we say slander? Are we talking about slander you with the LA Times article? Are we saying slander?
Loved it. I loved it. I Erica's love Erica.
Doing a lot for this first couple episodes. I'm not going to lie. I'm not like super...
What do you mean by that?
She just, I don't know, like...
I hear what you're saying.
The way though. That she's coming at Sutton, I know she's mad at her for whatever, but like, it's like, it just feels like a lot.
In general, so did you see her on Watch What Happens Live the other night?
I saw the clip that you're talking about.
About how she's like talking about sleeping with all these men and like she's getting good D and that sort of thing. And so like, but this was never part of the woman that we saw prior to like when she was married to Tom, right? Now, granted, she was married to a man in his 80s, so I doubt you're talking about the amount of D you're getting.
Even if you're, nope, I'm not gonna say that.
But but it just seems like a different version of her. And so that's, I do what you mean. I do understand what you mean when you're saying she feels like she's doing too much, because it feels like she's putting on this, she doesn't have Erica Jane anymore, the performing persona. So now she's
or
like,
even the millionaire's wife persona. Yeah.
So she's now coming at it from this just like free-spirited wild child that's going to say what she wants and do what she wants, which I respect that, but it's just different. It's different than anything we've seen.
Well, I'm just outsider looking in. I saw that firecracker inside from the first time I started watching this. That's how I knew I liked Erica. I knew she was a little wild, but I didn't know she was not like this before. But
I mean, she's never been one to just like allow you to say whatever you want about her. She's never been that. But the way that she was, I don't know, doing the whole thing with Sutton, like, oh, now slander, like all in her face, telling her to, no, you shut up. No, you shut the fuck up.
What's wrong with that? She said, hey, are you going to give me an apology? And she said, no. So now it's on.
No, the fact that they're fighting is not bothering me. The way that she's like picking, like kind of reaching for the fight right here at this dinner table is weird to me. That can happen another time, I think. I know, you like it anywhere.
We've talked about this. I don't care if it's a funeral, a wedding, a birthday party. It's on site when there's somebody in your vicinity that you don't like. I'm sorry.
A funeral?
Doesn't matter.
A funeral?
If you have something to say to somebody.
Can it wait until after we see the body?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm sorry. No.
In line to see grandma, we are going to talk about it.
If you say something like, we will step out of line and then, you know, we'll go around back. But no, I'm not just going to sit there and just sit on my hands this entire dinner. No. Mm-mm.
It was weird. The way that Garcelle reacted to it, though, when she was like, I'm out. This is ridiculous. And then all of a sudden, well, Erica did not apologize for it, but Sutton and Lisa were like, no, just kidding. I adore you. I love you. Garcelle was seeing straight through that. She was like, this is bullshit.
It feels like Garcelle is warming herself finally to the other women. Like, it feels like there's a bit of a bond starting to form there between her and some of the more OG women, which is good to see, because that was not happening. It seemed like they treated her as an outsider in previous seasons. So go, good girl, Fancy. Get in there. Grab your diamond. Sutton... She's rubbing people the wrong way. She's not rubbing me the wrong way yet, but she is rubbing people the wrong way. And I think she's like her. She's it's kind of ineffective drama, I think. Like, it's dumb. It's dumb drama. She's taking stuff, low hanging fruit, and making bad choices with it. Also, she seems to get really nervous in confrontation. So when she's incapable of actually slinging out any zingers, which is a requirement for being a housewife. So
she grew a backbone, though. I didn't expect her to say fuck you back to Erica.
That's true.
Ooh.
It looked like she had been practicing that in her bathroom mirror for about 3 weeks.
She's been waiting to get
that. She was like, I've got one for you.
Has her Southern accent deepened for anyone, Sutton's?
No, it's always been hokey as hell.
I don't know what it is about this season. I just feel like I don't know. I adore her. And Garcelle's like, no, you don't. I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Shut up. You don't like Lisa. Well, which is interesting because Lisa is the one that brought her on the show.
Yeah.
So I thought that there was original friendship there.
There
but
was. And then the show happened.
Well, you know who else is rich, bitch? As Lisa Rinna likes to say. Our new housewife, Diana Jenkins, our socialite from Europe.
So I will say that the first time I saw her face on TV, she reminded me of the hairdresser from Legally Blonde.
The hairdresser.
What?
Bend and Snap?
No, I don't know.
Are you kidding me? Are you saying that she looks like What's the woman name? From White Lotus?
Is that woman?
What is her name?
I don't know her name.
I'm blanking on it. I know it.
Who is this person's
With
name?
The big lips?
Yeah. She's just, I don't know. Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah. I do not see that.
I can't find a good picture. Yeah.
Oh, that's, if it's the lady, that's fucked up. I knew that's who it was. Mm-mm. No, I'm not doing that to her.
Look,
I don't see it at all.
At all?
I don't see it. It's not a resemblance, but it's an energy, maybe. I can see her picture.
Why are you hating?
She's a beautiful woman. She reminds me of this lady.
Anyways,
listeners, let us know.
Yeah. We'll have to do a side by side.
Okay. Yes. I will. Find us on Instagram at Boy Meets Bravo.
If you agree with us or not. So she is an interesting backstory. She's a Bosnian refugee, came over to the UK in during the Civil War over there, and somehow became a London socialite, just all of a sudden catapulted. She said she worked multiple jobs in like the service industry trying to get by, and then met her husband somehow.
A banker, like president of a bank or something. Yeah,
and she got $260 million in the divorce.
What?
Yeah.
My gosh, what a come up.
Mm-hmm.
So she's living the high life. She's hanging out with very, you know, wealthy people, doing the boats, doing the planes, doing the.
She said she was with Kim Kardashian the night Kim got held at gunpoint and robbed.
That's a weird story.
In Paris.
Damn it. I hit the mic. Sorry. But that's a very fucking weird story to tell. Why would you tell people that? Is that for a clout?
Did somebody ask? Did Rena ask her?
I think someone prompted her and said, weren't you there? Or no, actually, no. I think that she just like threw that out there as it was like a fun factoid.
Well, she knows all the people. She
said she left early because she felt uncomfortable.
Yeah. She was sleeping with a chair like under her doorknob.
Oh, is she Miss Cleo now?
She might be.
Yeah.
She might be. But she is a new mother at 47.
Whoop.
Say it again.
Those in the back.
Yeah, please.
Desmond replayed that several times. He was like, hey, did you hear that? And I was like,
And so rewound it.
Yeah, he did. Several times.
And she carried. What's up?
When you're a million, like hundreds of millionaire, you can be any age and carry a baby. The money that science can buy.
Do not doubt your womb.
The science
like
that money can buy.
Why would you? No. No, you're supposed to have confidence in yourself. Shit.
She that did big it. Uterus did confidence.
Oh, right.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Well, she had a baby at 47 and it has official cougar status by having a fiance who is 15 years younger than her.
I thought that was fire.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by this woman. I'm excited to learn more.
This is Desmond's dream.
Yeah, I'm living it. Minus the money. You know what I'm saying? But no, I thought that was so dope that she has a young player in the crib.
Yeah.
Asher. Or as Sutton tried to call him, Dasher.
Dasher. Yeah, it was weird.
And he has a young boy name.
Why did she try and hit on someone else's fiance? That was
very
uncomfortable.
She didn't try and hit on him. She was just acknowledging.
She did in her confessional.
In her confessional, she mentioned that he was a good looking guy. You can't hit on him from the confessional.
Yeah, you can.
I wish another man would say you look good in the confessional. Maybe his last one.
It's last confessional.
Shit.
He's sitting there with the priest and he's like, duh.
Sitting there trying to get into the pearly gates. Hey, you warned me.
Well, Diana is, as you said, a very rich bitch. Something interesting to me about her is that all she talks about is the amount of money that she's wearing, essentially, and then was saying that the conversation about money was classless that they were having about the charity.
Well, when it's money, I don't know, when it's a Cartier ring, you can talk about it all day long, but when it's Elton John's charity, that holds a certain place in her heart. I don't know. It's contradictory. I agree.
I mean, that's all I got about her. Like, I see in previews for the rest of the season that she's going to get into it with everybody, which feels great for TV.
Who do you think she's going to align with? Like, who is going to be her allies in this, and who is she going to be irritated with? I put my hand up to think she's going to not like Kyle. Mm. I think she's going to get irritated with Kyle.
I was gonna say, I don't know if this was in the preview or not, that she would get irritated with Sutton for whatever reason. Erica wants to be her friend real bad.
Yes, she does. She's like, oh, hello, new money friend. Mm-hmm. We could go. Would you like to buy me a ring, too? Let's go have fun together.
Yeah. I don't know who she might. Yeah, Kyle kind of clashes with every newbie right, like, at the beginning.
Yeah. That's right. I've never seen Erica want to lean in and introduce herself to someone. Normally, she's so cold and mm-hmm. incapable of saying hello. And she leaned in. She was like, aren't you going to introduce me to your new friend?
Yeah, it was weird. This is the new Erica.
Okay. You know who was missing from that party? And I still can't get over it. My love, Kathy Hilton.
Yeah, we do love her.
Where's Kathy?
I don't know. She's coming back later, but apparently she and Kyle are about to get into another family feud.
I mean, if the feud could land Kyle out as a non-cast member and Kathy in as a cast member, I think I'd rather have the better Richard sister.
I like Kyle. I obviously like Kathy.
Why? You like that she brings Mauricio to the table.
You're right. That's but the I like, only reason. I don't know. I like her. I don't know. I just like her as a housewife anyway.
Explain yourself.
I don't know. I just, she seems, I don't know, like she would not be intolerable.
She is level-headed out of most housewives that I see.
Level-headed? She cries all the time.
She seems fun.
Well, even though she plays both sides of the field and talks out of both sides of her mouth, she'll at least say it to her face. Like the same way with Sutton, how she went in the car and snitched with Dorit. The next day, she was like, Sutton, I don't like what she said. Same thing she told Dorit. So she'll at least keep it real in that aspect. And she's eyed to look at. I had to end it there. Sorry, y'all.
After last season, I was ready for Dorit to go.
What?
Well, then we wouldn't have this robbery now, would we?
We would not have it on film. No, we would not. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I thought we were talking about maybe people we wanted out.
You know who we wanted out and is now continuing to weasel her way in? Hmm. Daddy, God, stay away.
Yeah.
No one asked you to come back.
I know. She even got roped into the whole Dorit robbery storyline, too, because apparently her husband's company put in their security system. So people were saying that her husband's company did it wrong, but really Dorit just didn't have it on.
Didn't set the alarm.
Yeah. She's kind of everywhere still. Yeah, I don't know. Teddy can stick with her podcast.
Bye, Teddy.
Well, I am ready for Kathy Hilton to come back. I'm excited for the rest of this season. These first two episodes, I really enjoyed. Like, sometimes it's kind of a slow burn, but I think it started out with the things that we wanted to see. Kind of
a robbery.
Yeah. Just like hitting it right away. It's not like with Salt Lake where they waited till like the middle of the season to show us Jen Shaw getting arrested.
Well, I give them credit. They started at the very beginning giving us a little touch of that. And then they like...
Right.
Tease, but then tease.
Super tease, yeah. All right. Well, any other Beverly Hills thoughts?
I hope that they can figure out how to carry this season without things like robberies on the board. I hope that Crystal either steps up...
I forgot about Crystal altogether.
Oh, yeah. Well, she can stay forgotten. That's the thing. It's like, I don't see her making it past this season, to be honest, unless there's something that really like catapults her into some, but she just doesn't have, like I said, after her season one, she just doesn't really have the reality TV shine, right? She doesn't have the reality TV persona. I don't think she really fully understands the assignment and she just kind of fades into the background. So
unfortunately, there takes a certain level of drama to keep you interesting. And she has none. And y'all know I'm up on my Twitter news, and she's never in anybody's mentions, good or bad. She's never talked about. That's how I completely forgot she was a housewife.
And that's worse than being mentioned badly, is to not be mentioned at all.
Gotta do something, Crystal.
Should we give her a St. Andy Award to try and catapult her?
No, we're not going to do it.
Okay, I agree.
But we will be back after this. All right, we are back and it is game time.
Game time!
We are playing
Desmond's description.
Ooh.
Oh.
Desmond has chosen a few Bravo celebrities. He's going to describe them to us, and LP and I are going to guess based on
Desmond's description.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, baby.
Okay. And please, this is all for comedic purposes only. So no one get offended by your description. But this first lady, she has a very, I would say, oval face. Okay. It seems like in all of her pictures, she wears a lot of red lipstick.
Okay.
Oh.
Is there any storyline to this you can give her?
I can give you some of this. She was in love with a guy on the beach who didn't want her back.
The guy on the beach who didn't want her back.
And she may or may not be on Bravo anymore.
Oh, Hannah Berner?
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Okay.
Please forgive the description.
She does have an oval face with a long nose, though, so that's accurate.
And that was the Loot Chronicles.
Yes, she's very beautiful, though. Just want to add that. Okay, this next woman, she's black.
Off the bat.
She's black. She has an older auntie face, and the way she smiles gives you like an evil grin. She has brown hair with highlights.
Cynthia?
This next one will probably give it away. She may or may not be involved in the church, and she may or may not be involved in incest.
Mary.
Ding, 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 ding.
Mary M. Cosby may or may not be involved in the church. Wow. Okay.
I don't know.
Depends on what your definition of church is. Okay, hold on.
Can we back up? She has an auntie face and an evil grin.
Yes. Look at this picture.
She's not lying. Yeah, she does. I don't know about the auntie face, but sure. And then she does have an evil grin.
Oh, man. I forgot about Mary M. Cosby. How could I forget?
Mm.
Wow.
Does she quit?
Yes, she walked away from the show because she didn't like that the other women were allowed to speak to her in whatever way they wanted, but she could say things to them.
Oh, yeah, she didn't go to the reunion.
Yeah, she didn't like the heat, so she got out of the kitchen.
Yes, she did.
Okay, last one. Beady eyes.
Beady eyes.
Looks like she's always on a stimulant.
Ramona.
Boom. Oh my gosh. Yes, you are correct. Wow.
Oh my God, that infamous scene where she's walking the runway in that fashion show.
Oh, those are the beadiest of eyes.
I gotta show it to you. It's crazy as hell.
She scares me.
Wow. Good job. He picked those all by himself.
Yeah, and I knew their names.
Yes, you did. I'm so proud. Look how far we've come.
What did you expect? We're about a year and a half into this. Where did you expect us to be a year and a half in? And did you expect to be as committed to Bravo as you are now?
Absolutely not. I'm learning, but it doesn't mean I'm enjoying. I enjoy podding with you ladies, but it's still a struggle every week to get me to watch these shows.
He is committed, though. He is. I do have to be like this. Over watching, I have to tell him several days in advance. I have to remind him each day. And then I have to be like, hey, we're podding in an hour. And he's like, well, shit, all right. But he does it.
I do it.
Doing it for the pod. Do it for the pod. Do it for the pod.
Some of it's interesting. It's a lot of eye candy too, so I can't complain.
Yeah, we did give him his homework is to look at all these beautiful women on television.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I am excited for, speaking of beautiful women? We talked about this a little bit last episode, but Ultimate Girls Trip 2 at Dorinda's house. I'm super excited for that. And I heard or I saw little inklings that there's already talks of Ultimate Girls Trip 3.
Oh yeah, they are suckling at this teat. They will be going after it until it is dry.
And will it ever be? No. Can the New Jersey husbands please go? Can there be a guy version?
There must be. Bravo, or at least like a please.
Or even like a co-ed version, and then there's like at least the guys are there also.
Here are please for the Andy. New Jersey House Husbands Ultimate Boys Trip. We need it. We want it. We deserve it.
And allow Frank to have a layover in Atlanta for a day and a night so we can take him out.
Areolas and lips, baby. Oh. Oh,
I'd allow Joe Benigno to come too.
He can come. Did you see that he got a little bit of work done?
I'm sorry, what?
He got some work done to get like his bags under his eyes gone.
Oh, very cute. How's he look?
He looks fine.
Good. Yeah. For you, Joe.
When you're married to Marge, I mean, hello.
Just a little nip tuck never hurt.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening. Another week of Bravo. We will be back soon because this never ends. If you're planning on going to BravoCon in October, I know it's a ways away, but we are already planning. So
hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BoyMeetsBravo. You can even email us at BoyMeetsBravo@gmail.com if you are so inclined. But we are certainly planning to be there. So we'd love to meet up with our Bravo boyfriends in particular. And any other friends who will be in the city as well. So thank you so much for listening. Make sure to check out creativegeniusesnetwork.com or find at Creative Geniuses Network on Instagram. They are our umbrella network. Lots more content out there for everybody. So thank you. See you later.
Bow.
Night.